705-222-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Everybody, how is everyone? This is To Free America with Randy Albro. Today, I'm guest hosting for Randy. Got a call from him this morning, and he asked me to do some extra homework, so here I am. My name's L.B. Bork, founder of People's Awareness Coalition. Don't have any real news for anyone, so I guess we can get right into the show. I would like to thank Randy and First Amendment Radio for simulcast here. Hope everyone's having a great day, and we'll be talking about some interesting things. The guest today, I think, is one reason why Randy had me on, is I know the guest pretty well. His name is Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. I've been working with Gregory pretty much for, like, 5 years now, and we've come to the conclusion that we pretty much agree on a lot of what we think. A lot of people in this movement, for lack of better words, the truth movement, if you want to call it that, or freedom movement, fail to do the research, and that's maybe one thing we can get into today, is too many people want a leader, and they listen to people, and they fail to do their own research. So I know both Brother Gregory and I have done the research, plus the factor of basically having the ability to access our Creator. I think that's very important in understanding the truth and coming to the conclusions that we have. So stay tuned for the next couple hours. I think you'll find a bunch of good information coming your way, and without further ado, let me introduce Brother Gregory. How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you doing?
Well, so much extra homework today. I got a call from John Stadtmiller, and he wanted me to do his show, and I just got off his show for an hour, so here I am with Randy, helping him out, so glad to be here, though. Glad to have you here, sir.
Yeah, well, but networking is all about everybody helping everybody else, something that the country seems to have forgotten a great deal about.
That's for sure. And that's probably the biggest hurdle I've had the last 12 years or so. Of course, I got into this back in the early 90s or towards the mid-90s, and it's just been a real hassle trying to herd these people together to get them to come to, a consensus on some things, at least. It seems like this individualism that plagues America is just terrible. We've lost our abilities to work together, and I think that's been bred into us through the public school system. Some people are lucky not to have that. But unfortunately, the bulk of us have, and I think that's what's what the main problem is.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a layered thing. People are worried about socialized medicine coming in. Well, they've had socialized education for 100 years, and kids have grown up to be adults, and they're geared to be not much more than employees for somebody else. They have to be told when to sit, when to stand, when to work, when to stop working, and they're just not self-motivated. And then it's not, I don't know if I would like to put the label individualism. It's dysfunctional individualism. They don't know how to work together as a community. They often don't know how to work together as a family. And so that's where they're really crippled. It's great to be an individual, but individuals have to come together to lift the heavy weights of society. And hard times will thin out those who cannot come together and work together.
Yes. I didn't mean to say that individualism or, solidarity onto yourself isn't a good thing, but For example, the Bill Gates Corporation, Microsoft, they talk about my computer, you know. They want everyone self-centered so they can sell more products. It's just become epidemic, and I guess you were talking about, you were just mentioning about people being trained to fill jobs. It's called human resource, and that's the sad part of the whole program. It's really destroyed everyone, and no one seems to be independent in the sense, I guess, of maybe starting their own enterprise and working that way. Everyone's geared towards leaving their family, getting kicked out of the nest, so to speak, and go find a job instead of doing their own thing. And it's to serve the elite, and that's what I've discovered.
Yeah, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe 40 now, there were a lot of people that came to this country from other countries, and the first thing they did, well, they went to work right away, but they went to work to start their own business. Sometimes it was a little laundry or a food store or what have you, but they started their own business. 100 years ago, that's the way that people wanted to do. They didn't want to go work for somebody else. They wanted to go into business for themselves. But now, you know, that is the terminology that you hear from the young people. Go out and get a job. Go get a job with a good firm. Go get a job with benefits. They're not, you know, and it's such a little thing, but yet it's a very big thing that they can't imagine, you know, running their own business, being their own boss, you know, getting up and getting the job done on their own. It's a little overwhelming for most of these because they've been institutionalized. We've all heard about the guy who goes to jail and he gets institutionalized. He gets out after 20 years and he goes and commits the crime again just to be put back into prison.
Yeah.
Because that's all he knows. And that's, you and I both just recently had a discussion on a local group, and it was becoming increasingly obvious that certain people can't imagine even living in a free state, in a free country. They don't believe it's possible. They think that you have to have a coercive government maintaining order.
Now we got a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with Brother Gregory.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, folks, we're back. This is To Free America. I'm filling in for Randy today. I want to thank him for thinking of me. As I said, I think one of the main reasons he had me a guest host today is because Brother Gregory and I are pretty good buddies. I guess maybe I'm speaking out of school here, but we've been working together for several years and pretty much are on the same page with a lot of issues. So it works well when we get together. And we were talking about before the hour, or break rather, issues with the human resources of America. And of course, that's going or plaguing the world now, because that is the New World Order plan via the United Nations. And of course, we have a lot of people that are self-centered and lost out there, and seems like they really don't want to work together. They're happy with going to work and making a paycheck and giving half of it to government via taxes, and paying for other people at the force of a gun. And unfortunately, Brother Gregory and I don't really agree with that. And a lot of people are on the hamster wheel, and we don't understand why that is. People seem to like it on the hamster wheel. They're afraid to break away and be without the state as it exists. So we're going to be talking about that for the next hour and a half or so. So I hope you stay with us. Anyway, where were we? Gregory?
I'm here. Is that someone trying to call in, or?
Oh, I don't know. I heard maybe it's aliens. It's
it's not on my end, I don't think.
Someone's trying to call me now. Well, I expect everyone to know my schedule. They should not be calling when I'm on the radio. I'm just kidding. Anyway. Yeah, a call-in, or a caller. So, anyway, sir, where are you from and what's your name? Me. If you would like, you call back. I think he might be back. Caller, are you there? I guess not. Anyway, where were we, Gregory, before the break?
Well, you know, maybe we should take the show a little bit farther. You know, I was actually hearing from, I don't listen to a lot of news. You know, one of the things that was coming up on that group is that you need government to police your borders, and you need government to protect you against, you know, gang bangers and corruption, etc. But the reality is you have this oil platform melting down out in the middle of the ocean there, and the government gave waivers to the company so they didn't have to have a regular shutoff in there.
Yeah.
The government regulators were evidently caught taking drugs and bribes from the from the oil company people. Corruption is rampant whenever you create a government that centralizes power. Even good men will be corrupted by the excessive amount of power that you give them. I mean, you saw that with King David, with Saul. As soon as you gave them the power to exercise authority, they were corrupted by it. The same individual that we've been talking with, you know, can't believe that a government would exist without forced taxation. Well, Israel existed for 400 years without any forced taxation. And the first time that Saul forced a contribution, Samuel, who had sworn him in as literally the chief justice of that nation, called him foolish for violating the law, which was forcing contributions. That nation operated by free will offerings for hundreds of years. Early Christianity and Christian communities all throughout Europe operated by free will offerings. Early America had no social welfare programs other than what was run by the local communities through churches and people helping people. And we didn't have dregs of society dying in the streets and elderly dying in the streets and infirm people dying in the streets. You had people actually helping each other out. And that's what made this country strong, great, innovative, intelligent, the smartest people in the world. But affluence and socialism has brought us down to a horrible state and condition where you can go to many other countries and the kids are far more intelligent, far brighter, no more than America. Socialism has done a devastating effect on the Americans, and running around saying it's the greatest nation in the world and living by the, you know, dried up dead laurels of our past has brought us to the brink of absolute disaster. And these people are going to get a very rude awakening. And, of course, we're out here trying to wake them up, you know, so that they can prepare.
Yeah. I think we have a caller. Is this true?
Hello?
Someone on the line?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir. Where are you from?
Well, I was brought up basically to stand on my own two feet. And pretty much I've never asked anything from the government. I was actually laid off in 2001, and I was out of work for 5 years and did not do any unemployment or anything like that. I've actually listened to you guys for a really long time. I do have one question that I've never actually heard spoken about, if you'd be so kind, maybe. I would just like to get rid of my Social Security number, and I know that you've talked about preparing and stuff like that in the past. But my question is, can you actually still, I guess, I don't know, make a contract with somebody and just work for them without a Social Security number as a company, so to speak?
Well, under certain conditions, certainly. You know, people talk about getting rid of their Social Security number. You know, it's a two-party deal. You may get rid of it, but they may not recognize that it's gone. And so there's a lot of other things that a person may want to do before they just simply, you know, throw it out the window when they're driving down the freeway. And they also need to count the cost and make proper preparations. If you have a family, if you have children, you're going to have it is very clear that the system is going to make it harder and harder for people to survive unless they sign up for that number. Now, that number originally is a voluntary thing. Yeah, your parents may have got it for you when you were a kid, but when you turned 18, you kept on using it, or at least most people did. An interesting thing...
Nobody, you know, told me, hey, here's a piece of paper, you need to read this. I mean, at this point...
I agree, nobody told you, but, you know, that's part of... You know, going out in the woods is that you need to, and, you know, I'm not going to fault people for not knowing. I mean, it took me a while before I finally went around and read the Social Security Act and tried to figure out what it was
all
about. I agree,
but, you know, it's kind of like this, you know, kind of like the, how the justice system has the affirmative offense thing where, well, it's incumbent upon you to, you know, prove your point, and we don't have to do anything but, you know, take you to task.
See, what they've done is they've got everybody committing crimes. If you count the Ten Commandments as law, coveting your neighbor's goods is a crime, and that's why they sent everybody to public school and offered everybody benefits for the raising of their children. And then, of course, they intimated that you can't get a job without the number, although there was a lot of evidence around that you could. there were people back in 1933 that were saying that the Social Security number was the mark of the beast and wouldn't get it, lived out the whole life without ever getting it. But that's become increasingly more difficult as more and more people come out of the brainwashing school system and haven't
had a
clue.
I actually have a card that states that there is a law that was passed in, I believe, 1974 that I'm not sure if they've changed it or not, but basically the law states that no government agency can deny you services if you do not show a Social Security number.
As a matter of fact, there have been cases where people who never had a Social Security number were fired from a job because they wouldn't provide one because they didn't have one, and the government sued them, sued the company, actually took them to court. Equal Opportunity Employment Commission took them to court. It's true you can, but now you've got to find somebody who's actually willing to do that. And most people,
and that's kind of where my stumbling point is.
Yeah, so you're gonna limit your options. Now, I'm not trying to be discouraging, but a guy has to look at, you know, count the cost before he moves in that direction.
It's a problem that's just been presented to me. I spent my whole life working on high tech systems, so pretty much there were not solutions written in a book that you could just go look up. You had to cough up a solution with what was in your head and in your hands, so to speak.
I've seen cases where the state has actually come to somebody who got rid of their Social Security number, asked them to do high-tech programming, and they said, well, I don't have a Social Security number, so I don't know how you could pay me. They went back to their lawyers, and they said, well, we'll just pay you cash. And he was going to head up a division handling this for the state of Oregon. And it's real, but it's going to limit your options. So you have to be as wise as the serpent, but as harmless as the dove. You have to do a lot of homework. You got to do a lot of study, and you need to work together. Now, one of the things that we encourage is what we were talking about at the beginning of the program, is to create your own businesses, to create your own enterprises. If you have a lot of ingenuity, you will be in demand. There's a number of ways we do it in the church as far as working for other people, but it really, because everybody is so paranoid and confused and ignorant, it does limit your options. So, you know, I haven't used a number in decades, but I also have seen a lot of people who ran out ahead too quick and had family and children and found themselves between a rock and a hard place, which is why we're trying to create a network where people help each other, where we create our own economy, our own sources for food and shelter and aid and assistance of people who did go out and get educated and find out how the system works. We have a whole group of young people that have grown up with never, ever having a number, and, you know, we put them together on forums, where they're now communicating with each other. They're not so isolated. And we're trying to find more and more of those people and create this other network.
I agree with everything you say. And I think the other problem is when you start talking about the corporate world, so to speak, or people that are in business, because of the pressures that have been put on them and or the classes that, let's say, the human resources people go to, they are not necessarily even fed the correct information. I know a couple instances that I've run into where I've been told certain things by human resources people, and I know that it's patently wrong, but they will not budge, and they know that's how it is, and, you know, I'm not doing anything different.
You run into a stubbornness where they don't even want to look it up. I mean, you could bring in the law and show it right then, and they can't believe it's true. You know, it's the king has no clothes, and they...
Absolutely, yes.
And they still see robes, and they think, well, he must have clothes, because I believed he did. It really comes down to a matter of religion, which LB and I were talking about, is that all this government is about faith and belief. You talk about believing in the unseen. All these people, they hear something on the news that it's supposed to be law, and they never even go and look it up. They just think, oh, that's law. Everybody has to have a Social Security number. If you don't have a Social Security number, you don't exist. You know, I mean, we've heard this over and over again.
Well,
and of course, now I've written books on the subject.
But I know.
Go ahead.
That's a very strange world we live in.
Well, yeah, the more you see it, the stranger it gets.
Tell me about it. Well, I paid child support, and I got laid off, and they took my driver's license because I couldn't pay. And I actually went back to court, and I said, look, I got laid off. I
we got a break coming up. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L Construction at hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, we're back. This is To Free America with Randy Yarbrough. My name's L.B. Bork. I've been a guest on Randy's show the past several years, as my guest today, or the guest, is Brother Gregory. We're talking about a few different items in regards to, self-sufficiency and working with others, I guess, is what we've covered so far. I think our caller's still online if you guys want to pick up where we were.
Well, actually, I'll just have one other question then. I guess the big problem, or not problem, but the difficulty I see is putting together enough people that want to be self-sufficient to create a whole community. So you have, I guess, all the bases and all the corners covered, you know.
Well,
kind of like
I can agree with that.
Little towns used to be in the Middle Ages, where you had a coopersmith, blacksmith, and so on and so forth.
Well, we're actually trying to do that, but of course we can't make anybody do it. They have to do it on their own. we have a network there in Colorado. You can go on our website and get on that network. I don't know if you've already done that, but we encourage everybody, because you've got to meet people on the ground in your community. And many of those people will have other people they know that are moving in this direction, beginning the, you know, the learning curve of learning what this all means as the system begins to break down. And unfortunately, this system may break down very rapidly sometime. It may chug along here and, you know, prices are going to go up. I noticed certain fruits are doubled in the stores. The last time I was in, I don't go into stores very often. We live way out in the country, but grains are going to go up. That means bread's going to go up. All these things are going to happen, and people are going to find it. Jobs are harder to get. People are losing their homes. But right now, things are actually pretty good, and people ought to be working at getting together and developing those relationships, developing that trust, learning to watch each other's back, and creating that network, because right now it's going to be a network. We're not all going to move to some mountain and, you know, start putting up, you know, cabins. But you can live right down in the middle of the city. You can live in small communities and start that networking and start learning what we have forgotten and learning how to do what we've forgotten. I mean, this nation was strong because communities and individuals were strong. Communities aren't even communities anymore. Everybody's watching TV. We got to end that. And not everybody's going to end it. So you're going to have to find those rare golden human resources that want to become resources of God's community. And so join that network in Colorado. That's what I would encourage you if you haven't already done that.
Yep.
I take
well,
it you're
Gregory,
in
we have another caller if this gentleman's done. Caller, are you there?
I'm here, Andy.
Well, this is L.D. Bork. I'm kind of switch hitting for Andy today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Brother Gregory is our guest. Do you have a question?
I just had a comment. This is Tom in Laramie.
Okay.
And I heard Brother Gregory talking about public school and brainwashing. And I just caught a little bit of it. I don't get you guys very good the reception up here, but there's a CD I picked up about a month ago you guys might be interested in. It's put out by Edward Griffin and the Reality Zone, and it's called Mind Control. And it's just a CD about how the North Koreans and the communists captured the Americans' minds during the Korean War. How they did it. You know, there were no prison escapes by the Americans in that war. And most of the prisons had no fences around them. They would just go to a village, chase the people out, put the Americans in the huts. And I guess only about 5% of the Americans had to be put in a fenced enclosure with guards. The rest of them were just trained to just stay put and not escape.
And they probably had some assistance in doing that, because most of those people had grown up in the modern-day public school system. Now, a lot of people will find that kind of an indictment from by me saying that, because everybody else grew up in that, and they think, well, I went to that school, nothing happened to me. But we don't realize how much effect that does have on us, how much our modern society, how much TV, how much the news has an effect on us.
Yeah, if you went through the school system, you're affected somewhat.
You cannot go in there without being affected to some degree.
But I thought, you know, guys, you know, if you picked it up, you know, you'd see the similarities to what's going on in the country today and, you know, make sure there's an antidote to that. But it helps you recognize what's going on all around us and everything. But the school systems are pretty much set up the same way. Everything is by, they always use peer pressure to get consensus and stamp out all the individuality.
There's a fellow named Gatto who's done a lot of work in the homeschooling areas, and we homeschooled all our children starting some 30-some-odd years ago, almost 40 years ago. But Gatto was the award-winning teacher. He was the most decorated teacher, I think, in the state of New York, maybe in the United States, for his achievements as a teacher. And he stood up in front of the teachers and said, the school system is fundamentally flawed. It will not work. And he has been preaching against public school ever since and advocating homeschooling. And that's what we advocate is homeschooling. We advocate home health, homeschooling, home industry, everything. We have to get back to the family.
Yeah, and your neighbors and community.
And then create those bonds in neighborhood communities. I was going to write something to the individual on that network, and I had to go out and hike across the desert for quite a few miles. When I came back, I had lost the email, so I didn't send it. But they think that without a centralized government, you would have absolute rampant running crime everywhere. Well, you would for a few months, but
the rampant crime would come from the criminals that were released from government.
Yeah, the socialist system is creating the criminals. Yeah. I live in a very rural community. People leave their keys in their car, their house unlocked, and the last robbery and murder we had, the two guys who perpetrated it didn't make it out of town because there was a line of citizens across the road, armed to the teeth, and one of them tried to shoot it out with him, and he was shot. That was back in the 50s. We don't have much crime in this valley. We don't call the police. We don't call 911. They complain that we don't call 911. We call our neighbors. I mean, the nearest cop is 75 miles away, and the only time I've ever called them is just to tell them that we're taking care of it, just to let them know. So,
you just need an official historian for the events, right?
just making a record, you know. And they actually, we get along real well with the police. It's just they're not here, so we've learned to live without them, and we have far less crime here than you've got in a lot of other places. Now, that's not going to turn around in your major cities overnight. But I'm not telling everybody to, you know, jump out the window and turn the world upside down, but start moving in the other direction. Stop looking to government.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, we'll be back in a couple minutes. Stay tuned, folks.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Zabel Construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, we're back. This is To Free America. I'm filling in for Randy today. My name's L.B. Bork. founder of People's Awareness Coalition and author of the Red Amendment. Today we're talking to Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. Gregory's a writer, too, a matter of fact. That's what got me interested in Gregory. He writes similar to what I started doing. He's one of the few patriots, people out there that uses references to back up what he's saying. So that intrigued me. So we've been working together for quite a while. Do we still have the other caller online? I know we have another one coming up. So still there, Gregory? Hello?
Yes, I'm the new caller.
Okay.
This is Dan from Northern Colorado.
Okay, Dan. Are you a new caller? We lost the other gentleman.
This Dan, the sea minister?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Both you guys
are on our network.
Both you guys are keeping me pretty busy here. I'm involved with both of your programs.
Okay.
Yes. I wanted to call in and say that we are developing our group here in Colorado, in Northern Colorado. And we've got, in our group already, we have a guy that's an auto mechanic who does body work, a welder that does metal fabrication and has a vision of building greenhouses to cheaply make available for people, a man who's got a bicycle trailer business where he manufactures little trailers to pull behind bicycles. And I see these last two businesses as being very important in the future. They could just take off, and we all in our group could end up working for them.
That sounds great. Yeah, you know, what you haven't done is you haven't told us about that on the network.
Yeah, I've been kind of busy this morning. Actually, this afternoon, I just got back from dealing with a local a farmer. We now have a local organic farm where we can buy all the wheat we want.
Well, there you go. What we have to do is put this news out. We got to put it in a forum where we can put it out on the whole network, out to the Kingdom Newsletter, so that people can see what can be done. I've been encouraging people back east in Massachusetts, talking to George, who LB knows, to get out there and contact farmers in your local community and start finding sources of better foods, better quality foods, but also creating a relationship with people who are already on the land and know how to use the land and know how to grow things. Because you may, that extra connection right back to the source of the food can make a difference between your group and your community surviving and not surviving. Because you need to make those connections. You need to be buying that stuff direct. And if you gather together, every church group should be its own cooperative for buying everything, not just your farm commodities, but everything, because you can get a better deal. They call them buying clubs. And you can still be in the system and start making those work as you start to learn to prepare for that transition when the system completely falls apart. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, and next week we have an appointment to visit a local, it is a church-run farm where they have a greenhouse as well as fields, and they grow their own vegetables, and we are going as a group to visit them and to talk with them about what we can do with them in building that relationship.
On the local Colorado group, if they do these things, we need to report that out to the rest of the network so they can start thinking we could do that too. Plus, we need to put together, take pictures. We'll put up a website to say about what you're doing, a web page to say what the Colorado group is doing, and then we'll post that on the Kingdom News List. It'll go out to thousands of people. Here in Oregon, we're starting to make yurts. We just put up the website. It's not finished yet. It's just starting. Yurtcity.com, and we're hoping to manufacture those and resell those, and you can't have a number to work for us. So, if you have a number, we can't hire you. Those are the kind, and there are a lot of other things that we have planned for the future too. I wanted to also mention our retreat, our fall retreat before the show's over is in September, around the end of September, around 28th, 29th, all the way into October. And we're going to invite just about everybody we can get to come here. We got room for a couple thousand people, so if people want to help make that happen and have activities here, we should start planning that now. So, but any other great news, Dan?
Well, we've been kind of busy, and sorry I haven't had time to get online and let everybody know about it, but we're busy developing our own group and taking care of each other's needs. We've had contributions of like eggs to be distributed within the group, and someone gave a Silver Eagle. I mean, there's been a lot of camaraderie. We have a real good group. I'm real happy with our local.
Great. Let me tell a little bit about you now. You have experience as a vet.
I do, yeah.
Some background knowledge in that area, which taking care of animals isn't too far away from even taking care of people. Although you may not be licensed to do that, when bad things happen, you need to have people with those skills. Am I correct in that you do have vet experience?
Yes, I do. And my dad and his dad were human physicians, but his dad back when was a veterinarian, so you know, man or beast, we can take care of it. If pinch comes to shove, I mean, we can, you know, you sew up a pig, you know how to sew up a man.
That's right. Well, I've sewed up a few horses in my time.
Yeah.
But and I've delivered thousands and thousands of young things.
Yes.
So,
right.
Yeah, those skills, you know, people in the cities a lot of times don't have any of those skills. But the fact is that we are human resources. We just need to be resources for each other. And in the future, networking is going to be the key.
Got another break, folks. Be back in a couple minutes. Stay tuned. Stay on if you'd like, caller.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
back, folks. This is L.B. Bork. I'm filling in for Randy today. He called me this morning, and he had a chore to do, so I said, sure, I'll take over the show, especially when it was guest Brother Gregory. It was no problem for me to make that decision. We're talking about self-sufficiency and getting the communities together, which I have found to be a prime importance of taking our countries back from these 14th Amendment, what I call insurgents, who have taken over fully our countries, and they're turning everyone into human resources. And we got to direct that energy back to us and live without the United States, because it's just their program is not that good. It's not.
Yeah, we have to learn to live in the world, but not of the world.
Right. You and I talked about that last night, and we were talking about the basically. Dan mentioned he's doing both our programs, and I wanted to interject that we just had another couple of people up in Ohio. They've been kind of living, you know, to themselves for the last 30 years, and just recently. They were attacked by the new laws that the state government implemented in regards to some federal-type-based laws. So people are going to have to separate themselves from this current state, and that's what my forte, I guess, is. I've been working on that for 12 years, and it's all grounded in law, and it is pretty much parallels what the Bible talks of in regards to what Brother Gregory knows and researched.
Yeah, that's my job. That's my area.
I'm secular. He's biblical.
Yeah. You know, the fact is Christ came preaching the kingdom in spirit and in truth, and so there is a secular element to Christ's teaching. Now, everybody left the Corbin social security system of the Pharisees, and many of the Greeks and Romans left the Corbin system of Rome, and started to become the system of faith, hope, and charity and the perfect law of liberty set up by Christ and his apostles. And they were called eventually Christians, but they were simply going another way. And that's what we preach, is to go this other way. Because the way you've been going is headed for disaster.
Right.
It will fail. He refers to it as the unrighteous mammon will fail. When it fails, not when if it fails.
It is.
And a lot of people are beginning to realize that now. Yeah. And starting to
Would you say they've sucked everyone in with enticements?
Yeah, we were too easily enticed. We were too vain to see what was coming. Our preachers, I have to indict the churches.
Sure.
Because they preach a false salvation, an easy salvation. You know, they're out baptizing people, but they don't get into what this repentance meant. And they don't get into the kingdom. Christ was talking about a kingdom. I mean, he's very specific. And of course, now, briefly on a radio show, a lot of people are going to say, well, what am I talking about? Well, I wrote 5 books. You ought to be able to figure it out. I've got hundreds of hours of you know, lectures on this subject on the web now, and we can go through it. And like LB said, I footnote this stuff so you can go check it out. And if you want to criticize what I'm saying without checking it out, well, you're blowing smoke.
Well, we got the top of the hour here. Got a few messages, and we'll be back with Brother Gregory after those. And stay tuned. More good stuff for the next hour.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. A technical error in a Procter & Gamble stock trade is being cited as a possible cause of one of the biggest one-day slides on Wall Street. CNN.com reports P&G's 37% nosedive in just 37 minutes accounted for 172 points shed by the Dow. At the close today, the Dow Jones Industrial Index had rallied nearly 700 points in less than 2 hours to end the session 348 points lower. The U.S. House has easily passed legislation providing rebates for green home renovations. The measure, dubbed Cash for Calkers, provides roughly $5 billion over several years to inspire homeowners to make energy-saving improvements. The legislation now goes to the Senate. Oil from a massive slick in the Gulf of Mexico is now on the shores of Louisiana's Barrier Islands. The oil was seen last night on the islands located south of New Orleans. The Coast Guard says a sheen has also been spotted on Louisiana's Freemason Island. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-584-1095.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-584-1095. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-584-1095. That's 800-584-1095.
Former Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff says the airline industry has consistently resisted updates to no-fly list policy.
It has taken years to get this done because, to be honest, the airlines have fought very hard against this transition because it's going to cost them money to rewire their IT system.
Federal officials ordered airlines to ramp up how frequently they check the no-fly list following the near escape of suspected terrorist Faisal Shahzad. With the new requirement, airlines will have to check their passenger manifests within 2 hours of being notified of a special circumstance regarding a person added to the no-fly list. Chertoff says it's important to revamp federal policy to ensure suspected terrorists don't make it onto airplanes. Airports in Scotland and Ireland are open again after the latest ash cloud from a volcano in Iceland drifted west back into the Atlantic. Europe's air traffic management agency says it's considering rerouting flights between Europe and North America. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, we're back. This is To Free America. Randy Arbrough Show. This is L.B. Bork. I'm hosting for Randy today. Today's show is May 6th, 2010, in the year of our Lord. We're talking with Brother Gregory, and I think the discussion has basically shifted to local communities. I know that is Brother Gregory's main interest, and of course, after looking how things were, you know, coming together and what needed to be done, I've shifted to that interest also in the last 6 years, and been working on freeing people, of course, since about 1998, after seeing massive failures for the first 3 years or 4 years. I was interested in learning the truth, and went out to do my own research. And in the meantime, I've met Brother Gregory, and we're kind of working together in some respects, and I think they meet in the middle somewhere, or maybe they meet at the beginning and continue on. I don't know. Anyway, I think we have a caller. I don't know if the last one, Dan, has dropped off during the break or not. Caller, are you there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little noisy. I don't know if you're on a cell phone.
Yes, yeah, and it's a little bit muted there, too. But I talked to you a little bit earlier, LB. Nice to talk to you again.
Yep.
I George out of Massachusetts.
Oh, hi.
And, hi, George.
Hi, Brother Gregor. How are you?
Great.
Good. I just wanted to call in and encourage everybody that this I got to know Brother Gregory's work through LB, and now we have a gentleman over here in Massachusetts who I got to know LB through because of the deprogramming.us link, and it's just amazing how the network can come out of felt needs. This gentleman is actually going through a case himself where he's been ripped apart. His family's been ripped apart as a result of contracts he's made and benefits he's got through the state. And I was wondering what your comments would be on people's what used to be called, I guess, felt needs. How people's felt needs, whether it's, you know, they lost a job, they've been accosted by the benefit system. How you think that's going to play out over the next few years? Kind of what you're seeing out there, and maybe how that's been different from, say, 10 years ago or 20 years ago?
Well, it's definitely going to be worse. It's worse already. I mean, you know, being represented online as a church and, you know, publishing with News and Views and things like that, I'm almost accosted by people that are in devastating family situations. You know, lost their homes, lost their jobs. And I actually heard somebody recently, I haven't called them out on it, I'll eventually corner them and chew on their ear a bit. A lot of people lost their homes lately, and you think, well, they were buying something too expensive or whatever. I could give you stories where people are actually just hard-working individuals. I mean, really hard-working people, really generous people, really kind people, and they suddenly got caught in this credit crunch thing because they were in a line of work that depended upon. They didn't depend on the credit, but the people they were working for, you know, they're independent contractors, suddenly all their work dried up, and they lost everything. The value of the property they had been working on, you know, sleeping on the floor, working on this thing, just disappeared, and they lost it all. They've stuck together. They've become stronger as a family, but a lot of times this story is just nightmarish. I think we've just hit the tip of the iceberg on this. I think we're going to see this to such a degree that it's going to be like an avalanche of devastation. And many people will just line up and do anything in order to save themselves. But I think that there will be an element of society that will rise to the occasion. I think that in America we have the best people in the world and we have the worst people in the world. We don't have enough of the best people. and they've been asleep and they need to wake up. You know, the Bible says, remember the ant, O sluggard, when you become a surety for debt, which is everybody has done. And we need to turn around.
But Newsweek says that the great American economy is back and gives all these examples. The April 19th issue, I just saw it at the accountant's office. And, economy is back.
Yeah, well, I know guys who've been high up in, in major portions of the economy for years, and they say that the economy is doomed and what you're seeing is little glitches, they're just pumping adrenaline into it. You know, if you've ever seen dead people or people who die before they're dead, it's amazing the number of people that suddenly rally at the last minute before they die. It's like they come back for a brief moment to say something or do something, and then they die. And that's about where this economy is doomed. Now, it could go on for three, four more years. It could go on for 5 years. They could even cripple it along for 10 years with enough controls. But there is no food in the storehouses. The money is on the verge of rampant inflation. The only thing that is saving the American economy right now is everybody else in the world or in just as bad a position. But you almost...
Can I comment on that, too?
Say again?
Can I make a comment, too?
Or sure.
Add to that? The people that are looking for this economy to get better, they have to understand that this is a Marxist system economy. It's not God's way. So the people that are looking for this economy, quote-unquote, to get better, are just waiting for their daddy government to make things better for them. It's not God's will or way.
No, you're right.
So our point is you should get out and stay out and not rely on it because you're going to have these booms and busts. Well, we'll be back in a couple minutes. Got a break, folks. Stay tuned.
Cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, folks, we're back. This is To Free America with Randy Arbrough. I'm guest hosting today with my friend Brother Gregory. We're talking about basically self-sustaining communities without the United States and technically without the state at this point, or the current state anyway, or the other state, as I like to refer to it as. I guess we're bad at promotion, Gregory. We haven't given our websites. Not that I should be doing that today. You're the guest. I guess let's give that out, and we got a caller to get to.
Oh, it's hisholychurch.org. We also have .info and .net, but they're all pretty much the same. .org is the one I'm focusing on right now. And I encourage everybody to click on the little guy throwing the net out there and join the network in their local communities. And let's find other people that are seeking the kingdom, because there's nothing more valuable than other people that are doing the same thing that you want to do.
Very good.
I'd also like to say, you know, LB talks about us knowing each other for quite some time. In the first book I wrote, Covenants of the Gods, I treat the subject of the 14th Amendment in one brief chapter, that is citizen versus citizen. There's reference to it in employee versus enslaved and other places in the same book, Covenants of the Gods, the contracts with the government, the contractual nature of government. But LB wrote a much more extensive and detailed book on the 14th Amendment and, you know, the subsequent repercussions of that particular amendment. And whether you agree with the details of either one of us, you cannot deny that looking to the government of the federal government and even your state governments now, what is posing as your state governments now, is a disaster. We're supposed to be the government of the people, for the people, and by the people, and that means you have to start looking to your neighbors and to each other to solve these problems. That's the way it was in early America. There was not a Social Security welfare office. There was each other, and we have to get back to that. So anyway...
Yep. Anyway, caller, are you with us? Hello?
Hello?
Do you have a caller?
Yes, sir. This is Jay in Colorado.
Yes, sir.
I agree. Everything that they touch, they pretty much just destroy, annihilate, and pillage just by nature. But my question, and I missed the beginning of your show, but this is something I've always wondered about as far as getting rid of the number and all that stuff that you guys were talking about. I'm familiar somewhat with the UCC redemption argument and all that stuff. But I didn't know exactly how you guys had achieved the things you were talking about, and I'd like to see what your thoughts on that. If you could fill me in, I'll just listen to you on the air.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, my approach is some people might consider it conservative, but I don't know if... That could really be applied once you see how far I wish to take things. What I tell people is you need to count the cost, and I'm quoting Christ there. You need to make preparations. You need to get educated. You need to form a network. You need to find other people that are going the same way. I'm very much against the idea of walking the plank, just jumping out of the system and taking a run for it. I've seen plenty of guys who have tremendous resources do that, and they encourage everybody else to do it, but I've also seen devastation of families because people ran out too quick before they had learned the skills. Everybody's going to be free one of these days. Everybody should be repenting and turning around. This is what Christ was saying. And seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, what that kingdom of God is, it's the right to be ruled by God instead of the small g gods of the world. So I can't give you a blanket statement as to what you need to do because everybody's in a different place. Everybody's in a different capacity or situation. My focus, being the church, is to focus on what you're going to need after you are separated. And you're going to need community. You're going to need each other. You're going to need a whole lot of things that you can't even see right now because you don't have the numbers. They may not let you in the grocery stores. They go to food rationing, gas rationing, what have you. You're not going to get any if you don't have the numbers. So you need to do something completely different in every aspect of your life. And so that's why we're forming the network. Now, there are definitely some paperwork and processes that you may have to follow depending on whatever state or status that you happen to be in or heading towards. And LB can probably talk to you more about that. As to ministers of the church, I can give you earth-shaking information on that. It's in the book Free Church Report. You got to do a little homework before you even read that almost, but it's an eye-opener, I think. We have other books, too. But to tell you the truth, we don't sell anything because we're a church. But we don't give everything away either. We share a lot of stuff through the network. And if people don't want to join the network and help other people in this direction, then we can't take the time to help them either. So I'm not fond of the redemption process. Maybe LB can say more about that.
I don't like it either. Most of it's based on or grounded in you get free money, and that doesn't work.
Most when they take it that far, it's a disaster. You better like the color orange because you're going to be wearing a lot of it.
I think they used to be blue in Arizona, from what I remember. I think they're the black and white Joe Arpaio in Maricopa County. Now using the black and white that they
well, I heard
used
that he
back
makes
in the
them
30s.
Wear pink underwear in that. But the point is that you seek the kingdom and of God and His righteousness, and a lot of these things, a lot of these promises that guys make. They're not thinking in a righteous sense. And that's one of the things that I've been willing to deal with LB's for over the years is that the fact is he's not interested in being free lest other people can be free and because if you owe it, pay it. But he's interested in doing this right. And he's done a lot of work to try to figure out a way to do that. But once you're out, you're going to need that network of other people. You know, this lone wolf thing, that doesn't work for very long.
I call it the island syndrome.
Yeah, the walk the plank syndrome, whatever you want to call it. You're going to need other people, and you've got to figure that things aren't going to be as hunky-dory as they are today, tomorrow. There's some serious stuff coming down the pike, and people need to be prepared. That's why I say count the cost, you know. But I don't want to deter anybody because there's two directions. You know, we just talked about that earlier, and both of us were posting along this line. You know, all roads lead to Rome. All roads lead to the kingdom of heaven. The question is, what direction are you going? There's no McDonald's instant fix way to do this. you know, it's really all-encompassing in your life. Go ahead.
There's no drive-up window.
Yeah, no drive-up window.
That's what people expect, and that's the real problem.
They want to fill out a few pieces of paper and send them in and then think that they're going to be free. Well, you know, that's a naive approach. People don't know how to be free, and I'm really fond of saying everybody's going to be free one day when the system completely collapses, but everybody's not going to survive freedom, because freedom isn't the same as what you've been doing. It's a lot different.
You know, knowledge is power. We have one of our people out in Virginia that's going through a case right now, and she's done a lot of research and study, and she feels more confident now than she ever has. So, like you said a minute ago, there's no drive-up window solutions. You have to be diligent, and it's best to do with the community and working together to study the issues. And
yeah.
I think that's what we're trying to teach here.
Yeah. And everybody can't call me.
Yeah, you can't call Guardian Greg all the time. We have a caller. Caller, are you on?
Yeah, hello. How are you guys tonight?
Pretty good.
Good. This is Greg.
Yeah.
Got a couple questions for you. One of which is, my wife and I have talked about this, and when you're out of the system, then what about cash? What's the medium of exchange for dealing with people other than on a gold and silver basis, or what's the medium of exchange, or do you still use cash?
The fact is everybody's going to be in a different situation. How do you make a living? How do you survive? How do you put food on the table? I could get by probably pretty well with very little cash whatsoever if I was just out here surviving. But instead of doing that, I've gone back to the world and started, you know, preaching the kingdom and sharing what I learned out here with thousands of other people. I have to get on a plane. I got to use church ID. I've got to have some way of buying the ticket. Get on a train now, they want to see ID, so I've got to have church ID. So there's a lot of things, you know. The fact is, if you need to buy anything, you need cash. I do a lot of trading, but I'm not necessarily in the same position. I wouldn't have to go to town for the next 50 years, and I could get by fine. Everybody's not in that situation. I could go out on this desert and survive with they used to say I could go out with a pocket knife and survive. But now I don't need a pocket knife because I know how to chip flint. But the fact is, you know, that's a very hard life. And
right.
I'm not interested in doing that.
Well, it's probably not realistic for most people to be able to do that.
That's exactly
either.
It. It's not. And so, you know, how you are going to survive, the fact is cash is what everybody uses. And it's in some places you can't even use cash.
Right.
They won't even take it. And then what are we calling cash? You think that those paper notes are going to be worth anything in 10 years?
They aren't hardly worth anything now.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
It's the same. It's going to be the same, but probably 10 times worse. When I was a kid, you could buy a loaf of bread with a dime, but the dime was silver. So, you know, there's so many aspects. You need community. You can't learn everything. You need a network. You can't do everything. You're going to need other people that are willing. You know, I can't even find people hardly that would take gold and silver. Most of the trading I do is my labor. And
sure.
I turn that into something else, and then I turn that into something else.
I'm self-employed. And I do farm equipment repair.
Right.
And but as an example, I send out my bill to my customers, and they'll send me a check.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these customers we trade with, you know, will say, well, give me, you know, 100 pounds of wheat or something along those lines. But, again, that can only go so far before I need fuel. I need something else.
Yeah, and, you know, I could, you know, I've had to deal with this over 30, 40 years, and, you know, I could actually get people to buy the fuel, and then I'd put it in a tank. You know, I had such a relationship with a lot of the businesses, I could bring them any check at all, and they would take it because I paid them in advance. I didn't run a tab. They ran a tab with me.
Sure.
And so there's a lot of innovative things you can do, and we've learned those over the last 30, 40 years, but the fact is you know, I can't go into all the stuff that the church does, you know, on the air, but again, that's why I say it's part of the network, but...
I understand. I'm on the network myself.
Say again?
I'm on the network myself, and...
You're in Colorado?
I am.
Okay.
Oh, we got a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. Stay on, caller. Bye.
Oh, hang on.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Good afternoon, folks. We're back. This is To Free America with Randy Arbrough. I'm a guest host today, L.B. Bork. We're talking with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church, talking about local community and how to get things back to where they should be and get out of this beast system and rely on our Creator over man. And I think I would prefer the former. I surely would trust it a lot more. And we're having some great discussion today. I'm sorry, I forgot if the caller was hanging on. Are you there, caller?
I think was he the one that said he would take the answer off the air? But anyway,
yeah, continue, Greg.
Come on.
Excuse my absent-mindedness. I'm a little off today, I guess.
Anyway, you know, he's talking about how do you live without cash, or how do you? Well, the fact is, you know, this is a step-by-step process. The system's going to crumble step by step. Every step you take now to do without it, not to depend on it. You know, my key approach to this is thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. So I'm trying to teach people how to live independently so they don't need to fall on here's another one. Christ said, you are not to be like the governments, the princes of the Gentiles, who exercise authority one over the other, but call themselves benefactors. This is what we do. We call the government our benefactor, and we pray to that government for our benefits, for our daily bread, for our needs, and it brings us into subjection. So what I'm interested in is having the people learn to live so that they're not going or need to go into subjection. Well, today you might be able to do that. Tomorrow it might be more difficult, so you need to plan for tomorrow by doing what is right today. And so I don't see a way for most people to say, I'm not going to use cash anymore.
It's hard, and there has to be alternatives. And people think that the last 30 years it's been wonderful and things are great, but honestly, folks, we've been living on a credit debt system, and it's all false. It's
right.
Very evil
capitalism. We have not had capitalism.
So-called capitalism.
Yeah,
anyway, we have a caller. Are you there, caller?
Hello, guys. This is Greg again.
Okay.
Excuse me. LD, I think this question might be a little more directed to you. I don't know, but I'll throw it out there for either of you to answer. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, okay? What is the benefit to becoming a state national when it seems to me that that's going into the same basic system that we're trying to get out of? I personally believe that the Ten Commandments the Scripture as a whole is the best law to follow. Man's law is flawed, as we all know, and I would imagine we all can agree on. So there's people out there saying that you should have or be an ambassador and some of these other things. What's the difference?
Well, I'll field this one first, Gregory, and you can fill in. I just came up with a document that basically goes over the different statuses of people in America. If you want to download it, it's at www.packinlaw.org/people. packinlaw.org/people. And if you're claiming what you say, you're going to be deemed stateless by the United States. And what we're trying to do, and I don't know if Brother Gregory and I think we somewhat agree on this, he believes Christianity is a nationality. And basically, before they went into this 14th Amendment false system and created one nation under fraud and lumped everyone together, each one of the states had its own Christian denomination. So what we're doing is claiming that back, and we have the rights to the territory now known as the states. If you don't do that in this system, they're going to recognize you as a foreigner. And under international law, a people can kick you out of the country.
Okay,
so I don't know if Gregory has anything to add to that, but that's my stance on it.
You know, there's Christianity, that was one of the problems, that Christianity, they were no more Greek, they were no more Jew. They were Christians. They were following the way. They were a separate jurisdiction. And you had emperors like Adrian and Trajan saying, you know, leave the Christians alone. They're separate. You know, that's why they're saying that. You read the Apology, and they tell you how their government works, the Apology of Justin, to the Emperor Antoninus Pius before Marcus Aurelius. What was the major reason Christians were getting into trouble with Marcus Aurelius, who was considered one of the most benevolent of all emperors, yet he had the worst human rights record for persecuting, officially persecuting Christians? Well, one of the major contentions is that he made it mandatory to get a birth certificate, and Christians wouldn't do it because they had their father in heaven, and to get a birth certificate would make the state your father. So, you know, nobody's teaching this, but this is, you know, this is a matter of historical fact. Christianity, they were living in the world, but they were not of the world. They had their own system of social welfare, their own system of identification, their own public ministers, which were the ministers of the church. And the church was here long before the United States was here. That's why it's been so important to get all churches to compromise their separateness by incorporating to the state or applying to the state for recognition. As soon as you incorporate to the state, you're no longer a church established by Christ. By definition, a corporation, all other previous incorporation is null and void. A friend I have, I'll just refer to him as George the Turtle. He knows who I am in case he's on the line listening. I happen to read some documents he sent me. The fact is that this church thing is really a completely separate jurisdiction. We're treated as a foreign government, and it's very important that the ministers remain foreign. And what we do is we become the representatives for our people. They're not incorporated. The general congregations are not incorporated into the church. The church is a separate, just like it was in the days of the Levites. Levites were separate from the individuals who lived in these states called tribes as a free nation. People just don't understand that free nation, those people were free. They taxed themselves to support the government. They didn't tax each other. They weren't in a democracy. They were in a pure republic. And that's what we have to get back to. And that may be a process in itself, but most people haven't even got a clue how that works. But we can provide ID for members of congregations. It doesn't incorporate you like the IDs of the state. You know, we supply birth certificates for... I guess we're going to break.
Yep. Back in a couple minutes. Stay tuned. Caller, you can stay on if you'd like.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, we're back. The last 10 or 15 minutes of the show talking about community and issues regarding the de facto system and how to get out of the web these people have woven around us. I guess it's pretty difficult, and there's a lot of, I guess, questions that people have. We're talking about the difference between what Gregory professes in the kingdom and what the People's Awareness Coalition is doing. And basically, we're taking a baby step back out of what they've formed around us. And my position is everyone, for the most part, is born into the system via a bunch of ties, and you have to break those. And there's many ways to do it. And anyway, caller, did you have another question, or did Gregory provide the answers?
Well, I think the majority of the question has been answered. I still have a few questions or details to the main question, I guess. But, again, it goes back to why I understand what you're saying about stateless, but when or nationless. There, like I say, there's people out there that say I'm part of the Kingdom of Israel, and then, like yourself, LB, you have become a state national, and the differences I don't understand other than names.
I guess it's a complex issue, and Gregory and I haven't really sat down and ironed every detail out. We, as two guys, really probably couldn't do that, and I was hoping for more input from different people, but everyone's off on so many different tangents, which are totally far off base, that we can't get anyone to work together. So, anyway, it's a very vicious cycle in getting together.
Part of the thing is, if you go back to the quotes in the Bible, and this is completely, I mean, it's right there. Christ is talking to his apostles. He's came there. He said, I'm going to take the kingdom, the government of Judea, away from the Pharisees, because they were the kingdom at that time. And he said, I'm going to take it away from them and give it to those who bear fruit. He's actually talking government right there. And he then later on, he's talking to the apostles. He says, it's my good pleasure to appoint unto the little flock a kingdom. And then later on, he says, I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father appointed unto me. He's talking government. He says, but you have seen the princes, the government, officers of the other nations. You are not to be like those nations. You are going to be this other thing. This is why Edward Gibbons refers to it as a viable republic in the heart of the Roman Empire. The church, the body of the church, these ministers he's appointing to be the princes of the kingdom, don't exercise authority. They can't draft you, they can't tax you, they can't make laws for you, they can't issue edicts and commands. They are public servants, period. And they are to preach God and Christ as public servants. And they can represent you in that aspect. That's why the government's gotten into the charity business, except they're not really in the charity business. They're in the benefactors who exercise authority benefits. Business, which we are not to be like. And so the church plays a role in helping you become free, but you have to play your part with the church completely under the perfect law of liberty. We recognize that there are 48 contiguous states here in America. We recognize there's Alaska up there and there's Hawaii over there. And we will recognize that you were born in those states with our birth certification. We do it not because we do it. We just do it like any other government. Two or more witnesses say you were born here. And so we're just establishing that you were born to these parents. They're your parents according to Christian law. You're the authority over those children, et cetera, et cetera. We're just providing the records for you based on faith, hope, and charity. You can pay us or not pay us. You know, we don't tax you. That's a part of government that should not be in the hands of men who can exercise authority. Because if you're registering with them, they get to take your sons and daughters. They get
right.
to take your sons and make them run before their chariots. They get to take the first fruits of your labor. We're a government that doesn't do that. And we're defined in their law books as one form of government. But we recognize that you were born in Oregon or Nevada or whatever, and that you have rights that you're endowed with by God. How you formulate your groups within those individual states, that's completely between you. I would advise against too many social compacts because
right.
they
now,
lead away from a
what information
republic.
Do you have, Brother Gregory, that I could look at myself that would help answer some of these questions? LB, I've gotten your book and read through that. I've gotten through it about 1.5 times. I haven't been able to get through it completely the second time.
That's a big book.
But it is. There's a lot of information in there. But what, from his whole church,
I'll give you a brief outline of the books that we have. And they're available for free to your contact minister on the group. If you fish around on the website, you might be able to find them all. But we want people to join the network to get copies of them. But Covenants of the Gods talks about the contractual nature of government and things like, you know, a little bit on the 14th Amendment, a little bit about how churches incorporate and should not, etc. Thy Kingdom Comes talks about how people have fallen under the present system time and time again and what men did to separate themselves. We do it in a historical way with Abraham and Moses and Christ. And then we give you a little history of how this operated for almost 1,000 years in parts of Europe and then fell underneath the kings and brought us up to our present history. And then the Free Church Report tells you what the church can do to facilitate that freedom by providing the social structures. And by the time you get through that book and Thy Kingdom Comes, you'll have an idea of how the church plays a role in this. We're not the state. You're the state. You're the individual members of the state. As you know, I don't even like to use the word members. You are the state. The power of the state is resting in the hands of the individual, and how you come together is something you need to be guarded. But anyway, that gives you. There's a couple other books, but
yep.
We'll talk about those later.
We got a break, folks. Right. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
I'll drop off. Thanks a bunch. Bye.
You bet.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, we're back, folks. Wrapping up the last few minutes of the show. Only got a couple minutes to tie things up here. I don't know if the caller's still on, but I'd like to finish out with talking to Gregory about how to contact his holy church and get involved. I mean, this is so important. This is the ultimate remedy that people need to be seeking, togetherness and community and working together. Anyway, finishing comments, Gregory.
Well, you know, the website says holychurch.org, not hard to find. You're looking for the Living Network, and there's a guy up there with a net. We'll show you. You can join in any country in the United States, any country in the world. You can join, and the idea is that we work together to trying to find others. People are always saying, well, I don't know anybody else in my area. Well, you don't know everybody in your area like I do. You need to find them. And the fact is, then there's this extended network, people who aren't quite awake yet, but they're pretty decent folk, and when the chips are down, they'll see what you're talking about. That becomes a part of the extended network. So anyway, meet us on that network. We don't want you to plug into a terminal. We want you to plug into each other and start finding people. So that's kind of what we're focusing on right now. Also, we're going to have a retreat in September out here in Oregon. If you want to be a part of that, get on the Living Network and find out how to come.
Yeah, I've got to get involved with the networks right now. I've been so busy with the coalition that...
That's the thing, is in the network, you know a few people. Heck, you know a lot of the people on our network already. But it's designed so you don't have to get every single email. You do it through a network. You find you pick these contact ministers, and they keep you informed on a personal basis, because you can't do it. You can't get 1,000 people network and everybody's sending emails back and forth. You have to do it the way it was done in the early church and the early republics. And
yeah, even the early founding fathers, not that I trusted all of them, that wrote the Federalist Papers, were recommending small local governments. And
well, they
it was a sales job. I mean, they wanted this central government from day one.
Yeah, they had no. I think most of those guys had no idea how powerful it would have got. And if we read the warnings, we have Contracts, Covenants, and Constitutions. That's another book that goes through the constitutional issues, which I'm sure you cover also in your book. It is not the source of your salvation, believe me, folks.
No. No way. It's
no
the
way.
Source of your slavery.
Yeah, it's the springboard into bondage.
Totally. I mean, this money system is the root of the evil, but there's much more to it than that.
Yeah, there's so many levels to it. Yeah, the money system, commercialism, the title system.
Limited liability is evil, as far as I'm concerned.
There you go. Yeah,
you know, the system
fails.
It's an epic fail under our Creator, and I've just learned to despise it so much. And people really need to start waking up in mass to get things fixed.
I don't know if they will until it's really late, but right now we're looking for the Levites. We're looking for those guys who will step out and move in the right direction now. And are actually concerned about others and are willing to go back in the gate and get the others. Maintaining an entrance to that freedom under God.
Yes. Well, thanks, Gregory.
Thank you.
Thanks, Randy. Have a good evening, folks.